I love you too, Ryda. I love you too. We fell asleep in each other's arms. Finally, at peace. No more wars to be won. Happy in love. Such liberating love.
Epilogue. Ryder. 2 weeks later. The sound of wheels screeching outside made me jump up from the couch. My ribs still ached, but they were getting better each day. Bella scrambled up from beside me.
Who is that?
She asked, with a frightened face. I walked to the door and peered through the keyhole. Slash, Smiler's young cousin and hangman prospect, was rocking nervously on the porch. I opened the door.
Ryder,
he said hurriedly.
We need your help. It's Smiler, man. He's fucking hurt.
I lurched into action, getting on my shoes as quick as I could. Bella was behind me doing the same. She never let me out of her sight. The second we were in the truck, Slash took off down the dirt road to the clubhouse.
What the hell happened? I asked. The stupid prick came off his bike, just outside of the compound.
What? I asked in disbelief. Smiler was one of the best fucking riders I knew.
I know. Fuck knows what happened to him,
Slash said. I could hear the concern in his voice. Smiler was the only brother I ever saw. He'd surprised the fuck out of me when he turned up last week with a six-pack of beers. We sat outside all night. We didn't get into heavy topics of discussion, but fuck. It felt good to have someone to talk to. Someone who hadn't given up on me like everyone else. I owed him more than he got from me. I haven't got any medical supplies, I said to Slash.
Smiler has them in his room. Said they used to be yours anyway. What does he mean?
Bella asked. I dropped my head. I used to be a healer, I suppose. Back at the pasture, I was taught medicine. When I lived with the hangmen, I was kind of their doctor. Not officially, but I could deal with lighter stuff. Stuff that happens a lot in this life, their life, I corrected myself. Bella's blue eyes shone with a new kind of pride.
You are a healer. Why did you never tell me?
I shrugged with embarrassment. It was in my past, baby. Just never thought of it as my life anymore. Bella threaded her hands through mine. She always had my fucking back. Slash pulled up to the clubhouse. I froze. I can't go in there, Slash. The kid swallowed nervously. Do the brothers know I've been called? Does the Prez know? He will go ape shit if he sees me here. His orders were clear. I have to stay the fuck away.
He told me to come get you,
Slash said.
Ryder,
Bella said dubiously. I could see the immediate concern on her face, in her soft voice. She didn't want me to go in. Bull appeared at the door of the truck and yanked it open.
You're needed,
he said coldly.
Get the fuck out. Keep your fucking head down and don't do anything you're not asked to.
I took a deep breath, then followed him. The built Samoan looked ready to lose his shit. I rushed through the bar. I felt the hard stares of the brothers who were in there. But I kept my eyes forward. My heart slammed in my chest as I ran down the hallway to Smiler's room. I burst in the door and saw him on the bed. Someone had stripped him of his leathers, and his right side was torn the fuck up. Shit, I said as I walked over. I met his eyes.
What the fuck happened?
He hissed in pain.
Aquaplaned.
I frowned at Smiler because the rider I knew him to be wouldn't have fucking aquaplaned.
You need to fix him. You need to fix him quick so we can get you the fuck out,
Bull said. Bella stood at the doorway, always close by. Bull stepped closer to me. I knew he would make me move if I didn't myself. I rushed to my medical bag, which was still on Smiler's dresser. I set to work, relying on fucking autopilot, years of experience taking control. As I fixed up Smiler's cuts and stitched up his split skin, something inside of me began to click. I used to love doing this shit. I was good at this. I felt like it was me. Someone entered the room. I looked up and saw Styx blocking the doorway. I hadn't seen him in 2 weeks. I froze when he met my eyes. He wore the same murderous glare on his face as he always did when he looked at me.
You're here because there was no one else, he sighed.
His teeth ground together and the muscles in his neck strained. It was killing him to have me here in this club. I understood.
This don't mean nothing. After today, the same rules apply. You get the fuck back to your cabin and don't return. You'll only survive about 2 minutes in this clubhouse if you even fucking think of weaseling your way back in. You getting me? You fix him, then fuck off.
I nodded and resumed my work on Smiler.
Styx disappeared a few minutes later. Bella stood just outside the door. But she still hovered close. 30 minutes later, I'd patched Smiler up as much as I could. Everyone else was in the bar. "There," I said, putting the medical bag back on the dresser. "That should do for now."
"Thanks," Smiler said.
"You might want to get someone to redress them for you tomorrow." Smiler shook his head.
"Nah, you can just come back."
"Smiler, that ain't gonna happen. Don't push it," I warned. But he closed his eyes, blocking me out.
"Need to sleep. I'm fucking beaten and bruised from that fall."
I narrowed my eyes, still questioning how the fuck someone of his skill had aquaplaned. Just as I turned to go out the door, I looked back and saw Smiler watching me. He smirked and winked. Then I knew. The fucker took a dive. I shook my head, not believing it was true, that he'd pull a stupid stunt like that just to get me involved again. But when Smiler's smirk turned into a grin, I saw the confirmation on his face. He had. I cleared my throat as I tried to deal with what he'd just revealed, but Smiler's pain meds looked like they were kicking in. The brother was snoring within seconds. I made my way to the bar in a fucking daze, a nervous Bella by my side. Bella waved at her sisters, who were in the corner. Some of the brothers got up from their seats as if they wanted to come at me. Bella tensed. I turned to leave, but someone blocked my path. My pulse raced with dread when I realized it was Kai. Out of everyone, he hated me most. And that was a fucking feat in itself. I could see it in his face as I approached. Hell, every fucking time he looked at me. "Bella, go speak with your sisters," he ordered in a no-shit tone. Bella clutched me tighter. Kai's eyes flared with rage. Turning to Bella, I said, "Go on, baby. I'll be okay." Bella hesitated, but I nodded my head, and she did as I asked. Kai watched me like he was one step from ripping out my throat, then looking around the bar to make sure no one was listening, said, "The clan douches you worked with, in Cult Cunt, I need information on the contracts that you made. You're gonna tell me what they sold." I didn't reply straight away. Kai stepped closer still, his face daring me to say no. "Okay," I said. Kai reached into his cut and pulled out a notepad and pen. He slammed them against my chest. "Gonna need that shit now." I leaned on the table beside me and tried to remember everything that was agreed, all the deals we'd done and the names of those in charge. Kai never left me alone, fucking lording over me. I felt others close in around me. When I looked up, Viking, Flame, and AK were next to Kai. They looked as if they wanted to murder me just as much as the VP did.
"What the fuck does this pissant want?"
Viking growled. "He's getting me some intel. Then he's getting the fuck out of my sight before I scalp the fucker."
"Intel about what?"
AK asked coldly. Kai sighed. "Ain't talked to Styx yet. You know, upcoming wedding and all that shit occupying his time. But I'm gonna go get Phoebe. It's gotta be done. After all that bitch has done for us, I ain't leaving her with those skinhead pricks to suffer."
"Someone mentioned skinheads."
Cowboy and Hush joined the group. I wrote faster. I just wanted to get the hell home before one of these guys decided to go against Styx. Being in this clubhouse was like standing with the devil himself. Now I had Bella. I wasn't ever gonna put myself at risk of dying ever again. "Lie ain't gonna rest until her sister's back. So I'm getting her the fuck back, and it's gotta be done before Styx gets hitched in a couple of months. Quick in and out, and it's all happy fucking families from now on."
"Who's going?"
Cowboy asked.
"Me,"
Kai said and shrugged.
"You just got your kid,"
Hush said. Kai shrugged again. AK stepped forward.
"Nah. You're gonna stay here with your bitch and little kid. I'll go."
Kai stared at AK. "Why the fuck would you want to do that?"
AK shrugged. "I'm going. That's all you need to know."
"Well,"
Viking closed in beside his friend,
"if my brother AK goes, then so the fuck do I. Just love toying with the clan. Always promises to be a good fucking time."
"Then I go too."
Flame growled, and the psycho trio stood as a fucking impenetrable unit. Cowboy slammed his jack down on the table I was using and turned to Hush.
"You gotta want a piece of this white power action, man.
It's gotta be your fucking birthright or some shit to take these fuckers out."
Hush smiled and his blue eyes shone with excitement.
"Always up for polluting the waspy bloodlines."
Cowboy whistled in excitement. and the Louisiana contingent are in. Gonna piss off Governor Ayers and Landry, but they had this shit coming anyhow. They fucked with us too many times for us to just let it be, A.K. said. All the brothers nodded in agreement. Y'all sure you want to go in? The VP asked. They all nodded again. Kai turned back to face me. The sooner the fucking better with that intel. I wrote down the rest of what I knew, then handed it to Kai. This doesn't mean shit, he spat. Now get the fuck back to that cabin and out of my fucking face. My ability to hold back from stabbing you in the skull is fading fast. Kai's attitude slowly began to piss me off. I got they were seething, but I could only take so much. A hand pressed on my arm.
Ryder,
Bella said softly, looking worriedly at the other men.
I want to go home.
I took her hand without saying anything. I felt the brothers watching me as I left. For once, I didn't care. Not with Bella by my side. She calmed me. We walked out the door and past the painted Hades patch on the club's wall that had first met me long ago, and I sighed a deep sigh. So much had happened in the 5 years that had passed. Some good, most bad. But I was fucking here now. I used to look at Hades' soulless eyes and feel nothing but darkness and sin. Now, when I looked at his evil face, all I saw was liberation, freedom, survival, love. Bella squeezed my hand, staring up at me with those fucking ice blue eyes. A smile pulled on her face. I cupped her cheeks in my hands. Let's go home. Hours later, I lay with Bella's head on my chest as I tried to catch my breath. Our bodies were slick with sweat as we lay on the floor. We hadn't even made it to the bed. The floorboards were uncomfortable under my back. I didn't much care about that. I ran my hand through Bella's hair. Bella sighed and lifted up on her elbow. She smiled as she ran her palm over my buzz cut. You're gonna give me a damn rash if you don't stop doing that, I joked. Smiling mischievously, she moved her fingers to do the same over my short beard.
I like the feel of them both, she said breathlessly.
She kissed me, withdrawing only to drop her body onto my chest.
We should endeavor to make it to the bed, she said,
but I could hear the reluctant smile in her voice. Soon, I rasped. Soon. Bella tipped her head to the side, and her face lit up with love. Bella?
Yes.
Are you happy? Is everything you were put through, that we are still going through, worth it to you? I sighed. I couldn't bear it if I was robbing you of a better life. Bella's expression grew serious, and she reached for my hand, my left hand, with my wedding ring still firmly on my finger. I had never taken it off. Bella lifted the ring to her mouth and kissed the band of gold. She smiled as she ran her thumb along it. She stole my fucking heart.
Mrs. Bella Carter, she said,
and I froze. Her eyes met mine as she said that surname. I wanted to hate it, everything it stood for, but the pride on her face made that impossible. Mrs. Bella Carter. I swallowed. You know that our marriage wasn't legal, Bella. We were married in the order. It's not even real. Bella clutched my hand tighter.
It is real, she argued. Our marriage is real. I believe it. We live it.
She glanced at the ring again.
And if this is not enough of a vow from me to you, know this. It is my eternal right to love you. And I will fight for that right until the sun sets on my life.
Bella, I hushed out.
It is true, Ryder. I am happy, and I am yours. This is my dream.
Bella's breathing hitched as I rewarded her with a smile. Because it was true. She was mine. She was my fucking wife. I guided Bella to lie back against my chest and closed my eyes. I treasured this moment. I treasured every single second I took breath. I had survived when many had died. And I had a love I never thought I would gain. I had no idea what the days ahead would look like. I had no idea how things would go with the club. But right then, in that moment, I only let myself feel the beautiful woman in my arms. The woman who won my heart through a wall of stone. The one who fought for me with an unrivaled intensity, and one I would die to protect. I focused solely on the moment, letting the past drift away. Because only this was important. No religion, no duty, no club. Just us. Just her.
the woman in my arms, my heart, my soul, my deepest redemption.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Deep Redemption, written by Tilly Cole, performed by Athena Pappas and J.F. Harding. Executive producers Rena Seth and Mike Charzik. Copyright 2016 by Tilly Cole. Production copyright 2017 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.